You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. So wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up for getting was bittersweet. It's like winning a used me. I'm blind cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink.
Good morning to you. I had to play some music because I was making tea. Sorry about that. On a Monday. Gotta have it. No, I'm not really a... Well, I don't know if I am or not. I'm not really a caffeine guy. Not a coffee person, not that much of a tea person, but I'll drink it in the morning. My addiction is Pepsi. Bad Marine Corps habit. Pepsi, peanut M&Ms. Boom, breakfast, out the door. On to bigger and better things. The, let me tell you what we're going to do today, and then, I have a couple thoughts in my head that I need to get out. One is, I have a thought about the Democratic Party and why they're going nowhere. Okay. So, and I don't say that as a Democratic Party hater because, you know, the Irish, we were big Democrats for long periods of times when the Democratic Party was a party of the working man. Democratic Party is not that party anymore. Democratic Party is the party of socialism in the United States. And they're not, the Republicans are having a fight for their party. Democrats haven't even started yet because you have people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders that they want to take that party to the left. And I think that's why they won't do well. They won't do well because that's what lost them this last election. And again, I think it's illustrative when you think about the nation, the vast majority of the nation that decides who the president is, it's that 35% of Americans in the middle. Maybe 35, 40%. Okay. And then you have the loyalist, and then you have the wackos as you go to the extremes on both sides of the bell curve. Okay. So you have the undecideds who essentially elect the president. You have people that are loyal but aren't wacko. And then you have the wackos. When you put a line right down the middle in our party system, you empower the wackos. They become powerful. So, anyway, whenever I see Bernie Sanders in particular, you know, and I mean, it ought to be, it's scary to all of us to think that he probably would have beaten Donald Trump. Now, the good thing about whoever's elected president, you can't take the United States and turn it left or right. It ain't happening. And it's the beauty of our system and that nobody's going left or right. You can maybe go north-northwest or maybe you can go north-northeast, but you're not taking it and going left or right. The checks and balance thing. So, but I do think the Democrats are going to have, I don't think they're going to have the success people want them to have because I think their message depending on what kind of candidates they run, and who wins the soul of that party, it's going to be hard. Is it the same message? Is it further to the left? Anyway. Ken Rogers is going to join us at the bottom of the hour here in about 22 minutes. So I played some audio from Ken's documentary, Bravo, Common Men, Uncommon Valor. I would highly suggest if you're looking for a present to give somebody who loves Marineland, then please, by all means, go ahead and check that out. You can find it. I think the site's called Bravo the Project. You can order it there. But I say it only because I think it is incredibly helpful to people that struggle with post-traumatic stress to see that it's normal for you to be bothered by it. It's okay for you to be bothered by it. And here these guys are 50 years later, and they're recalling incidents like they were yesterday. So Ken's going to join us. Gunnar will join us today. I started paying attention to, not the politics of California, but the economics of California. California leads the nation in poverty. Interesting. And essentially, if I could, move the lens out, what you have is you have big corporations in Silicon Valley have essentially bought the state. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is there's the tale of two cities in this state. There are the haves and the have-nots. The middle class is slowly but surely going away in the United States. And California is a good example of that. You have the rich people that live along the coast who live the California dream. And then you have all these other people that support that. And that's where the poverty numbers come from. And the reason it works is because you have a tax system and an economic system, a tax system that supports that, right? And an economic system where middle-class jobs have gone away. You can be in the service industry, or you could be in the high-tech industry. The cost of living will render you living from paycheck to paycheck. And so to me, what's significant about what the president has done and what's significant about jobs coming back to the United States is that, the jobs we're looking for are labor union jobs, jobs that support households. Those are the kind of jobs that the country needs. And so to the extent that globalism eliminates the American middle class, and I think that's what it has done, it's not good for the United States, because what forms the stability of the United States is our middle class. And there was incredible reforms done in the United States starting, 110 years ago, a little bit longer, under Theodore Roosevelt, the eight-hour workday, child labor, right, the right to unionize. All those kind of reforms that were done that were a way to allow the worker to be paid what the worker deserved. And what you have is a system now that as soon as I can find somebody to do it cheaper, then I'm leaving the United States, but I'm going to sell here. And all those jobs, all those management jobs, whatever, they leave. Now, to the extent that our economic policies contribute to that, that should end, because it's a detriment to our national security. Because the elimination of the middle class threatens the American way of life. And this whole notion of globalism, to me, I absolutely reject it. President Obama said, You know, globalism is not a race to the bottom in wages. Really? California would tell you a completely different story. It is a race to the bottom relative to wages. And if we can produce it cheaper across the border, why are we in the United States? Why are we dealing with OSHA? Why are we dealing with the EPA? Why are we dealing with these unions? Go to Mexico. Go to China. And then we'll sell back into, you know, the United States. So I have those thoughts rolling around in my head. Anyway, I also, over the course of the weekend, got a chance to interview a guy. You'll hear him. His name is Ken War. Is Ken his first name? Hold on. I don't want to screw it up. He was a platoon commander in my company. Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 5th Marines. Except, I'm sorry, it's Nick War. Nick was there for the Battle of Hue. I was not. So anyway, Nick and I just start talking, and it's incredible. One of the coolest things about this job is the fact that I meet Marines, and you have so much in common with them. It's amazing. You know, our common culture, not always, but, you know, our values. No, I think values most of the time, politics not always, which is fine. But especially Montana Man agrees with me. Have you tried to buy American-made products? Almost impossible. Yeah. Why do you think there's such, you know, this battle in Congress to have things labeled made in America? Why is that controversial? Well, it's controversial if you like exporting jobs. It's not controversial if you live in farmland. So, anyway. And again, it's a straight up threat to our national security. The elimination of the American middle class. And again, that's why Donald Trump he's the president of the United States. So anyway, but let me back to Nick War. Nick War, I get Nick War's name from somebody, I think another guy who you're here coming up this week is Jerry Joes. He's the president of the 1st Marine Division Association. And you'll hear that interview tomorrow. Jerry's double amputee above the knee, and he says something that's Elizabeth Smart-esque. He says, you know, I wasn't angry with my country. I wasn't angry with the world. I wasn't angry with life. And pretty amazing interview. But anyway, he gives me Nick War's name and says, hey, they're putting up a Vietnam memorial that'll have every name of every Marine killed, every corpsman killed in Vietnam, that was part of the 5th Marine Regiment. Man, it's going to go up. We're going to dedicate it on Memorial Day. Of the $400,000 they've raised, they've raised, I want to say, $320,000 of it. Pretty amazing. So Nick War and I start talking and about Hue, and he went back. Now, he's with his platoon. And by the end of the first day, he has 27 dog tags in his hand. And 5 of his Marines were killed in action, another 22 wounded in medevac. They were not allowed to use, we got into an interesting discussion about rules of engagement. They were not allowed to use heavy machine guns. They were not allowed to use artillery. They were not allowed to use their mortars, and so they didn't want to damage, you know, the ancient city of Hue. Well, that got changed, according to him, by General Krulak, who was FMF PAC at the time. So, really interesting decision about him going back there and pacing off. Their gunfight started at 26 steps away from each other across the street. He went back to the house, met the people that lived there. He didn't want to tell them, like, everything that went on inside their house. He said they're Buddhists, so they probably would have moved had I told them, so I didn't. But so he's pretty funny. Pretty interesting, though. Very, very interesting. Has an interesting take on the Vietnam War series on PBS. And and so you'll hear Nick War. But it's one of the coolest parts of this job is meeting guys like that who and it's interesting, you know, because no mental health treatment after Hoi City, hello, you know, just come home and do what World War II guys did, which is wall it off and go about your business. And so that's what he did. And then he said, I don't know how many years later, he started, his memories began to come back to him. And so he began to write. And that was his therapy. That was the way he dealt with it. And so he's gone back to Vietnam, I want to say twice. And this will be the third time he's taking other 1-5 Marines. The tour is called 1-5 Goes Back to I Corps. And Quezon will be one of the places they go. They're going to film they're going to take a videographer, and he's trying to make a documentary about his company in Hoi City. So very, very, very interesting. But if you go on, and I think I tweeted it, but I did. If you go on, let's see, Twitter. It's at Vietnam War MEM, and that is it's a artist rendition. I think General Pace, who's helped them, it's an artist rendition of what it will look like when their memorial is done at San Mateo here, and they start building. I want to say in March, but it's tablets with every Marine's name and the date they were killed. It's landscaped, and in the center there's a memorial to all of them, and there's an obelisk on top of it, and it's in black. I think it's black marble with a boots, rifle, and a helmet on top. And so they said at night, you know, when you see it, it'll be like you'll see the white of the boots, rifle, almost glowing at night. And he said he hopes that's a reminder to everybody who ever sees it of their courage and selfless sacrifice. So, I mean, very, very cool. So if you want to help them out, I'll get you the website here in a few minutes. So, yeah, very, very, very cool weekend for me anyway, in terms of, you know, I think I talked in the interview is probably 3.5 hours long.
Yeah, exactly.
It starts about just his career and then his life, and then but it's as most of the interviews that we do here on All Marine Radio are, they're incredible. Life story of a Marine whose life was touched by the values of the Marine Corps, and then sometimes, not always, then by going to fight. So interesting, and Nick War certainly no exception. So did that over the weekend. If you don't like the NHL, shame on you, because it's pretty cool. NHL All-Star Game, I think, is a lot. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is good because you don't have to screw with the game. Football you really can't do. Basketball's okay. But the NHL has a different format for theirs. They play 3-on-3 for $1 million. And so a lot of offensive chances. So if you miss that, You missed a pretty good All-Star game. All right, we'll kick off the program officially. State of the Union speech tomorrow night. Be interesting. Be interesting to see what the president comes up with. Again, my own opinion is he is going to cut a deal on immigration. And then what do you tell the Dreamers? That you were their champion when he cut the deal? And to me, it's just about everybody in this country who's got a brain says the same thing. We can't do this again in 20 years. So you got to secure the border and you got to fix that sieve down there. You got to restore the force level for the border patrol. You got to make sure they have what they need. And then deal with the Dreamers. And then deal with their parents. They're not gonna self-deport. We need to get beyond it. Right? So we stop fighting over this sanctuary city bullshit. Okay? And for all you people that say, oh, your first act can't be, get over it, man. We didn't secure it. We were okay with that kind of bullshit for years. So we share part of the blame. If you look at what's going on down there now, with not too much of an investment, we could have halted that. Why didn't we? Good question. So we bear part of the blame. Now, do they need to become full citizens? No. Should they have some legal status? Yes. You want to know why? It's in our national interest to get beyond the issue. Seal up the border, deal with the issue, let's move on and build the country. Okay? And stop this stupid nonsense that goes on in Washington, D.C. all the time. All right. Ken Rogers will join us here in a few minutes. And very belatedly, the United States Marine Corps Band makes this official. Good morning to you. Again, Ken Rogers is on today, so this is dedicated to he and his wife, Betty, who I think did a lot of people a favor, right? And in chronicling the Marines of Quezon, in particular Bravo Company 126, I think we all can learn a good lesson about post-traumatic stress is that it's not going away. And it'll stay with you in Technicolor. And so it's okay. You need to learn how to make peace with it and get the help that you need. And in Elizabeth Smart's words, life is worth living. You can be happy again.
Thank you. So, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination. Because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
He used to call me young man. Yeah. He'd walk in. I'd be working already. You getting enough sleep, young man? Yes, sir. I don't know about that. You're here when I leave. You're here when I get here. That's my job, sir. That's my job. He'd look over. He'd laugh. And he'd walk off to whoop it on. Jay and Mass. Currently raining in 44 in Quantico. Cloudy in 55 at Camp Lejeune, Granbury, Texas. Clouds in 40. Big Timber, Montana. It's hot up there, man. Clouds in 47 degrees. 29 Palms. Sun in 54. That's pretty normal. Yeah, Camp Pendleton's hot. Sun in 68. Be in the 90s at Camp Pendleton today. Okinawa, dark cloudy, 58. Normal. Mars are colder. Clear dark in 43. At the home of All Marine Radio, partly cloudy, 74 already. Looking for a high of 88 near the coast. Yeah, 80 tomorrow, 74 on Wednesday. That is a look at your weather around Marineland. We'll skip the headlines for a while. Ken Rogers is going to join us next. It's about time that he got his ass on this program. Anyway, we talk about his work often enough. We'll talk to him now. So he's been out traveling. So we will talk to Ken coming up next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.